at 4 o'clock at the Music Workshop 2 area for some stories through music. We'll do a workshop over there. I'm hoping very much that you will do your Marble Stage song. Are you going to do that? Oh, does that mean you can't do it? Oh, well. All right. Okay, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Bob Patterson.
Check 1, 2. That one's working. Fix that buzz, huh? Check 1, 2, beginning. Starting to hear that guitar, folks. Is it coming through out there? Good morning to you. This is, of course, a real special spot for me, the old Marble Stage. I came to my first Florida Folk Festival in 1967. Haven't missed any, folks. I think they're going to give me a gold watch soon. Is that, I think that might happen. Yeah. Good luck, Bob. I found love out on the river. I found grace out on the river. I found joy, I found peace out on the river. Love brings great things to those who encourage your dreams. Love brings great things to me out on the river. Oh, I found you there out on the river, the wind in your hair out on the river, the love in your eyes, the beautiful skies out on the river. Treasures, I have them all. Joy fills my soul, grateful praise, peaceful thoughts out on the river. Oklawaha, it should touch me. Eek and Fina with Lakuchi, the Wakala, the Osceola. I love these rivers. The gift of hope is certain as a sun, and your dreams will never run, never fail you out on the river. Oh, I found love out on the river. I found grace out on the river. I found peace. I found joy out on the river. Love brings great things to those who encourage your dreams. Love brings great things to me out on the river. Oklawaha, it should tuck me. He can find her with Lakuchi, the Wakala, the Osceola. I love these rivers. I love these rivers. Out on the river. Thanks so much, folks. You know, I have an old friend over there in Putnam County. His name is William Ellis. He's one of those really old cracker guys. And one day he invited me over there to lunch, and I went over. I had to go out back and use the facilities. I said to Bill, I said, "Do you think someday you might get some indoor plumbing?" He said that he didn't particularly care for the kind of people it attracted. So we had a nice lunch, had some swamp cabbage, some cornbread, some muscadine grapes. And I said, "You know, Bill, I didn't know that you were a vegetarian." He gave me that real funny look. He said, "You know, that's just an Indian word that means lousy hunter." So I wasn't surprised to find out that he had outlived his wife, because he was already well into his 90s. But I was surprised to find out that he'd outlived her by such a long, long time. William Ellis was married to a beautiful Seminole Indian girl by the name of Leondate. He called her Leonda. Now, she taught herself how to play the guitar and how to sing songs. And now, she could sing all those songs out of the Baptist hymn book, but what she particularly liked to do was to find a quiet place in the woods and sit down and strike these minor and dissonant sounding chords on the guitar. She'd raise herself to a spiritual level where she wrote these beautiful songs. People like "The Seasons Change," "The Dance of the Sandhill Cranes," "My People," "The Seminole." You know, Leonda was really quite good, but she didn't care too much for play for folks like you or I. She'd rather take that guitar out into the woods and sing to the animals. And you know, after a while, there was a lot of animals. As the animals learned that they could trust Leonda, they began to show more and more of themselves. And when they found out that she loved them, they became totally uninhibited and revealed themselves to her. And from this, she conceived of a great revelation about life, and that is, if we really love something enough, it will give up its secrets. She shared this with William Ellis, and their love grew darker and stronger every day. One morning, Leonda was in the woods. She was singing a song to some warblers when a chameleon fell on her arm, and she watched it change from its beautiful bronze color to the green color to match the bronze color of her skin. And when she set it back down on the earth, she watched it change back into the color of the earth and disappear into its environment. You know, she conceived of another great revelation about life. And that is, if we are to survive, we must be like that chameleon. We must have the ability to change. And more important, we must be able to blend in and live in harmony with our environment. She shared this revelation with William Ellis, and together they built this little cabin on the banks of the Oklawaha, where they live, they love, they took from the land, they gave to the land. You know, in many ways, they were like that chameleon, totally blended in with the environment. And in 1928, a great storm came across the state of Florida. They talk about even our recent hurricanes. I don't think anything was bad as that one in 1928. 4,000 people were killed. Half of them lost their lives in the first 20 minutes when that hurricane blew all the water out of Lake Okeechobee onto the surrounding countryside. Even along the banks of the Oklawaha, the water rose so quickly in the dead of night that Bill and Leonda barely made it out of the cabin in time. Then in another moment, she was lost. He kept calling to her, only to have his shouts blown back into his throat by the hurricane wind. He would dive into the waters and feel around for her, but he couldn't find her. And You become tired and try to rest by clinging to a tree, but the trees were covered with rats and bugs and other things trying to escape the floodwaters. Even after the floodwaters receded, Bill never found a trace of Leonda, even though he never stopped searching. And he realized that once again she had taught him another revelation, and that is, no matter who you are, no matter what you have, it can be taken from you. In a moment, it can be gone. It was almost a year later, William Ellis was walking along the banks of the Ocklawaha. He noticed a guitar case up in the wedge of a tree. He struggled to get it down. He opened it up. It was Leonda's guitar. Still had the strings on it. He cried and just dragged that thumb of his across the strings. Guitar really wasn't in tune, just made that dissonant kind of sound. A little family of raccoons came out in the clearing, followed by a buck, a fawn, and a doe. Again, William Ellis dragged his thumb across the strings. A great blue heron flew in, followed by the noble and sassy Anhinga. All the alligators began to mass on the banks, and all the animals formed this half circle around William Ellis and looked at this half-broken man in great wonderment. And he reached down and struck just the first string of that guitar. It made an eerie silence across the woodlands, and then as if he heard it on the wind, he heard a voice. It was the voice of his beautiful Leonda. She told him that she had gone to the place where the spirits go, and that someday they would be reunited there. And until that time, she told him she'd always be right there by his side. You want to make Bill mad, just go up to him sometime and ask him why he never got married again. He'll tell you it's a stupid question, because he knows he has his beautiful Leonda by his side at all times. Last time I was over his place, I noticed that guitar case underneath his bed, and he broke it out and showed it to me. He still hadn't replaced that first string, but it doesn't matter. William Ellis doesn't play the guitar. He just likes to hold it and dream about all the wonderful things that Leonda had taught him because of her association with nature. He cocked one eye up at me, said, I bet you had someone waiting for you over there. You know, the place where the spirits go. I said, well, Bill, probably do. In my case, it might be the Lord, might be the devil. That's right. One thing is for certain, folks, we are all headed towards that day of revelation. I can tell you that William Ellis is looking forward to his with great expectation, but when I left him that day, I had a funny feeling that it wasn't going to be happening anytime soon. I don't know why I felt that way. He's way in his 90s. Maybe it's because I know that William Ellis has got more stories to tell, and I certainly want to hear him. I said, well, Bill, you know, after that day you heard from Leonda, do you ever hear from her again? And he kind of got a funny look on his face. He says, oh, I hear from her every night. Every night she sings me this real pretty song. Oh, I am the one, I am the one who will stand by you. I am the one who will be there when all the others have gone. And I am the one, I am the one who will care for you. I am the one who will hold you, carry you through the storm. I am the one. And I am the one, I am the one who will stand by you. I am the one who will be there when all the others have gone. And I am the one, I am the one who will share your pain. I am their friend who will stand in the rain. All the others have gone. I am the one. Oh, I am the one. I am the one who will watch over you. I'll give up my life for you when all the others have gone. And I am the one. I am the one who will hold out my hand to you. I'll be the one to embrace you when your time comes to go to heaven. I am the one. I am the one. She said, I am the one. So, you folks go to Gamble Rogers Folk Festival in St. Augustine, right there?
All right.
You know, the year was 1928. Children many years ago, when death comes howling across the ocean, death calls, you gotta go. Lake Okeechobee had a levee to keep the water down, but high tide from a hurricane swept water into the town. Wasn't that a mighty storm? Wasn't that a mighty storm in the morning? Wasn't that a mighty storm? Blew all the people away. You know, the Seminoles gave their warning. You better leave this place. But no one thought of leaving till death stared them in the face. Now the train at the station was loaded, people all leaving town. You know, a trestle gave way with the water, and the train went on down. I said, wasn't that a mighty storm? Wasn't that a mighty storm in the morning? Wasn't that a mighty storm? Blew all the people away. You know, the trees fell on the islands, the houses give away. Some folks just up and drowned it, but folks died most every way. And the water kept on rolling, ships they could not land. I heard a man crying, God save a drowned man. There wasn't that a mighty storm. Wasn't that a mighty storm in the morning? Wasn't that a mighty storm? Blew all the people away. Wasn't that a mighty storm? Wasn't that a mighty storm in the morning? Wasn't that a mighty storm? Blew all the people away. Well, it's that hurricane time of the year again, isn't it? It's kind of. You know, there's a hurricane on the ocean. They say it's coming this way. But it'll take much more than a mighty wind to blow my Florida away. It'll sure wreak havoc and cause us great dismay. But no matter how hard they try, they just can't blow my Florida away. They just can't blow, they just can't blow, they just can't blow my Florida away. Now way back in the beginning, ever since time began, there's no telling how many storms have crossed our Florida sand. They've come from every direction, each one with a different name. But no matter how hard they try, you know they just can't blow my Florida away. They just can't blow, they just can't blow, they just can't blow my Florida away. Now they've blown away our cities, wiped out little towns. Many a good citizen we've lost to the hurricane winds. We lost our homes and jobs, we've even lost our way. But no matter how hard they try, they just can't blow my Florida away. Ah, they just can't blow, they just can't blow, they just can't blow my Florida away. So blow you wicked wind and whip us to the ground. Drag us across the swamps, flood us from the bays. Your mighty twister will bring us to our knees and pray. Just give it your best shot, old hurricane, but you'll never blow my Florida away. Ah, you just can't blow, you just can't blow. You'll never blow, you'll never blow. You just can't blow my Florida away. I love doing this next song, folks. It was, I don't even remember how I came about writing it, but the rewards have been wonderful. I had this principal at a school in Jacksonville, Fishwear Elementary School, took this song and designed a whole education program around it. So a couple of weeks ago, a week after Gamble Fest, I got to go up there and hear all these kids from kindergarten to fifth grade sing the song. It was really my best reward for writing this tune. If I could only reuse time, oh, I'd go back 100 years to a place where I could listen to the lullaby of the rivers. For now and then there will arise out of the waters Indian spirits to tell me how they got their names and sing the lullaby of the rivers. Oklawaha, Itchitutney, he can find a with Lacoochee, Apalachicola, Wakala, Wasisasilla, Caloosahatchee, Kissimmee, Oklahoma, Choctahatchee, the Conalahatchee and the Swanee are singing the lullaby of the river. If you have ears enough for listening, oh, you can hear what they are saying. You can hear them all singing the lullaby of the rivers. The moving water makes the music, the pureness creates the healing, the reflections give up the secrets to the lullaby of the rivers. Oklawaha, Itchitutney, he can find with Lucucci, Apalachicola, what color was his Ursula? Caloosahatchee, Kissimmee, Ocklockney, Choctahatchee, the Conallahatchee and the Swanee singing the lullaby of the rivers. Ocklawaha, Yitchatutney, Econfina with Lucucci, Apalachicola, what color was his Ursula? Caloosahatchee, Kissimmee, Ocklockney, Choctahatchee, the Conallahatchee and the Swanee are singing the lullaby of the river. Thank you all very much. All right. So you guys wound up with the great MC over here, my dear friend Jeannie Fitchin over here, one of our own Florida Folk Festival legends there. Sweet lady, what time is that? We're doing that this afternoon? 4 o'clock? Good. I'm in good company. You know, these aging eyes, they still can sparkle. This old heart still beats with love. You know, this old soul still likes to hang around. This old mind can sure drive me crazy. This old body can sure be lazy. You know, but somehow it all goes on and on. And I am alive, I am free, I can see. And just for tonight, I long to be with you. I have enough sun to keep me bright, enough warmth to get through the night, enough happiness to keep this old spirit alive. I have enough rain to appreciate the sun, plenty of friends when each day is done. I have enough hellos to get me through the goodbyes. And I am alive, I am free, I can see you. And just for tonight, I long to be. To walk with my face to the wind, I love the smell after the rain, I love the call and rustle of wild things. And I like to laugh with the world, lighten the load of the weary and sad. You know, I'd give anything to help heal a child's pain. I am alive, I am free, I can see you. And just for tonight, I long to be with you. Hope you enjoy our wonderful festival here. It's been a pleasure to play for you. Thanks a bunch.
Mr. Bob Patterson, thank you so much, Bob. You can hear Bob tonight on the amphitheater stage at 7:30. He's going to be opening for Amy Carroll Webb, who's opening for Roseanne Cash, who's opening for James Billy, who's opening for Lloyd Baldwin and Friends and the Cross Creek Cloggers. So it's going to be a great show tonight. We look forward to hearing Bob there and hearing you at the workshop later on today.